This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
To the second hour of the program. As always, you can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything that you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450, free like freedom, 855-450-3733. Coming up, a cryptocurrency kidnapping. Chris is going to tell us about that. And with you in the studio, by the way, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And Daryl.
But first, we got more about Uber. Since we were talking about cab rides in the beginning of the show, I've actually been holding on to this story for a few weeks. We just haven't gotten around to it yet. It's not real time sensitive. But it is about Uber and one of these employment lawsuits that they've been facing where their cabbies or the people that the drivers driving for Uber, some of them don't like their status as contractors, and they want to get a status as an employee so they can get benefits and they can get, you know, more than they otherwise would get as a contractor out of their agreement with Uber, and they're going to try to force it on Uber by suing them. So we'll tell you more about what's been going on with one of those cases. And again, our toll-free number here is 855-450-free. Like freedom, that's 855-450-3733. Let's go to the phones first, though. We've got Ricky in the Commonwealth. You're on Free Talk Live on Skype. Hello, Ricky.
Thank you there, Brother Ian. You know, I was kind of thinking here, you know, with recent events and all, I was kind of thinking of the spirit.
You were thinking of the spirit, okay.
Now, you consider yourself a spiritual man, do you not, there, Brother Ian?
I'm a pantheist, so yeah, there's, I would say, a spiritual component to that, sure.
Right. Now, I mean, I'm not even going to get into certain things that I disagree with. That's beyond that, you know. See, what concerns me, okay, most of all, because, see, I do believe in the spiritual side of things because it's the spirit that gives me all my ability. It gives me my insight. It gives me, you know, the capability to do things that I know that I otherwise would not be able to. And see, this is where I get concerned. Because the events that happened recently, this is after my challenge was basically, first of all, more or less attempt to ignore it. But then after that,
ignore what?
Well, my duel when I challenged that, you know.
When you're talking about when you challenged Will Coley, one of our co-hosts on Tuesday and Wednesday nights.
Right, to the period duel. And
now, why would somebody who's such a spiritual guy challenge someone to a duel? I mean, isn't destroying another person's life by extinguishing it through gunfire, isn't that sort of inherently a very anti-spiritual thing?
Well, absolutely not. Here's what I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
You see, I don't know, was it you, sir, there, Chris? Were you on that night the last time I was on with Will?
No.
No, it was another guy, and, you know, he kind of made the point. First of all, it's definitely not a threat, and second of all, it makes the point that it's an equal playing field. We both have the ability. Now, see, here's my answer. See, one of the things that bothered me about what Will said is as far as I'm concerned, he mocked the spirit. First of all, he talks about, oh, before common law and all that.
The one who talks about common law, not Will Coley.
Oh, he said it. He said it himself. Because then the other gentleman, I don't remember who it was.
We're not going to go back and review the tapes and see who said what that nonsense. So I'm getting pretty tired of the calls about whatever it is that happened in the past and you bellyaching about it, Ricky. So what's your point?
My point is, this is supposed to be a man of faith. Now, I question a lot of things.
And as a man of faith, maybe he doesn't want to get extinguished by somebody who doesn't care about life.
Call on a night that he's here and actually try talking to him instead of just calling him bitching to other hosts about something that happened on a night that somebody else was on the show.
You know why I can't do that, Daryl? For the same reason I couldn't last night, because I wanted to get...
Because your calls are extremely boring?
Now what? I say, what's the big idea?
Better than you, Daryl. Because you know what, Daryl? You're not the Daryl W. Perry I knew from a year or so ago.
You've never known Daryl W. Perry. You're a caller on a talk radio show. You don't know Daryl.
I assume he speaks the truth.
Well, you know what happens when you assume. Thanks for the call tonight. Toll-free number is 855-450-free like freedom. That's 855.
Did he just make the list?
No, not yet. 855-450-3733 if you want to join us. You're talking about the ban list?
No. The list of Jericho. So
what's that?
As you know, I'm a big wrestling fan. There's a wrestler been around for a long time, Chris Jericho. And he had, earlier this year, this thing called the List of Jericho. Started off was just supposed to be like a piece of paper that he kept in his trunks.
Okay.
And then he had the idea of, let's put it on a clipboard and then get a really fancy clipboard. But before he put somebody on the list, he would always say, do you know what happens when you do that?
You get on the list.
Do you know what happens? You just made the list. He would always ask, do you know what happens? My brain just defaulted to, you were about to tell him, you just made the list.
Oh, no. When somebody's so the idea behind that is, you know what happens when you assume, you make an ass out of you and me. It's the letters.
Yes.
That's sort of the full reference there. So, the toll-free number, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You can bring up anything that you want as we continue here. The headline from BusinessInsider.com, it's from back in November, but it was an interesting case, and so I wanted to share that here. Uber has failed to overturn an employment court ruling. This is in the U.K., that said that it must treat its drivers as workers as opposed to self-employed contractors. I guess workers is like the equivalent of an employee over in the UK. The legal case against Uber was brought last October by ex-Uber drivers James Farrar and Yassine Aslam. They claimed that Uber was acting illegally by not giving drivers basic worker rights such as holiday pay and the minimum wage, and they won their case. Uber appealed the decision at a two-day employment tribunal in September, saying that Uber acted just like traditional minicab firms. The company has always maintained that drivers who use their platform are independent contractors. It frames itself as a technology platform, connecting riders and drivers and taking a fee in the process. And, like, while I got my problems with Uber as a corporation, they've got their issues, they have turned towards lobbying the state to protect them from competition, just like the cabbies did against Uber back in the day when Uber first came out. So Uber, you know, is by no means a libertarian company or anything like that. I just want to make that clear. But
plus, they've admitted to tracking their customers and handing over data when government requests it. Yeah.
However, I do agree that Uber's drivers are contractors rather than employees or workers, as they're called here in the United Kingdom. And one of the evidence or pieces of evidence that you are a contractor is that you get to decide the times that you work. If you're a contractor, you are in control of your working hours, whereas if you are an employee, it's your boss who decides when it is that you get to show up for work.
So I know that this case is out of the UK,
but
what was the court that actually wound up hearing this?
Judge Jennifer Edie QC. This was, it's not saying here which court, at least thus far in the story.
The reason I ask is because I was trying to...
Employment Tribunal?
Okay, I was trying to find something about this, and apparently there is a European court. So, because the UK, currently still part of the EU, even though the whole Brexit thing, so there was a European EU court that made a ruling on this, and I'm curious if there was a UK specific court that also made a ruling.
Well,
otherwise,
what was the EU ruling?
The EU ruling is basically what you're saying.
Yeah.
The headline from The Guardian is "Victory for Workers over Uber, but Beware Brexit Roadblock." So
this is a specific UK case, so,
right? Yeah. And this case also involved people from the UK,
right,
but it was a EU court.
No, I see what you're saying.
Which means that when the Brexit thing happens, that ruling will no longer be in effect.
Got
so unless
it.
This was a UK
this
court
is a UK
ruling on people in the UK.
Yeah, this is an employment tribunal in London.
Okay.
I don't know what the exact name of the court is, but Judge Jennifer Edie announced she was dismissing the appeal in her verdict, which was summarized at an employment tribunal court. in London.
So that
Thursday.
Is the court. Okay.
Yeah. Nigel McKay, employment solicitor at law firm Lee Day, which is representing the driver, said, quote, "We are very pleased that the EAT has rejected Uber's appeal." EAT must stand for Employment Tribunal. There's something with an A in there. Anyway, more coming up here in moments. We'll tell you more about the case and why it's going to matter. This is really bad news for Uber, in my opinion. It's Free Talk Live.
Thinking about getting into cryptocurrency but feel overwhelmed by the high price of Bitcoin? Or maybe you've used Bitcoin in the past, but were turned off by the high transaction fees and slow transfer times. It's time you looked into Dash. Dash is digital international money that you can send anywhere, anytime, for less than a nickel. With Dash, your transactions can be instant and private. Dash offers a fully incentivized and decentralized peer-to-peer network where miners are rewarded for keeping the network fast, strong, and safe for its users. Start your journey at Dash.org. Since its launch in 2014, Dash has made a huge impact in the crypto world and is showing no signs of stopping. Check out Dash.org for more information about Dash and get in now on the future of cryptocurrency. Dash.org.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. The Bitcoin.com wallet supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Download the Bitcoin.com wallet for easy and secure access to your Bitcoin Core and your Bitcoin Cash. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever is on your mind. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype at Skype username lrn.fm with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
And Chris.
And Daryl.
You want to pick up a Blink home security system, go to blinkprotect.com/FTL. It is about as easy as a home security system could possibly be to get set up, and that's because there's no wires for the cameras, which means that all you got to do is unbox them, pop the batteries in, plug in the one wire in the system, which is the power cable for the hub, and then you just set the cameras where you want them. You set them up via your Wi-Fi enabled device, like a tablet or a smartphone, and then whatever device your app for the Blink security system is on, you will get clips sent to your phone, or again, tablet, whatever you use, and when the camera detects something. So you can set up the hours that it's detecting, you can set up how long of a clip that it sends you. It is totally up to you, and it's super easy to get this thing set up. Go to blinkprotect.com/FTL, whether it's a small office or your home. Go to blinkprotect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live, and get three Blink cams for what some of the other guys will charge you for one security camera. Blinkprotect.com/FTL. As we continue here, the Employment Tribunal Court in London has ruled recently that Uber is going to have to start treating its drivers like employees. And now, the word they use here is workers, but they're contrasting it. Again, it's a UK story, so some of the wording tends to be a little bit different between here and there. They're contrasting a worker and workers' rights with being a contractor, which is what Uber has always said about their drivers, is these are contractors. We're not telling the drivers when to show up. As an Uber driver or Lyft, Lyft works the same way. Most of these ride-sharing companies are the same, where they, you know, you log into the app as the driver, and then the Uber system, if you're in a certain area wherein somebody needs a ride, you will be one of the options. If you're closest to that person, you will be the person the Uber system selects to say, ding, 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 you've got a ride waiting. And then you have to respond to that within seconds. Yep. Because if you're not paying attention to your phone, they don't want you to be the driver. They want somebody who's there who wants to work, somebody who's ready, who's paying attention, who's going to be able to get to that person as quick as possible. So if you miss out, if you're busy with something, you know, you ran into the grocery store to grab a drink or go to the bathroom or something, and you miss a potential ride, you didn't log out of the app beforehand or something like that. If you miss a ride, you will get a ding on your record, and they're going to be less likely to send you rides in the future. So they've got a really interesting system that makes sure that the person who wants a ride gets a ride from the closest potential driver to them. Very, very smart. But again, it all depends on how many people are logged into the system on their own volition. They can log in wherever they want to, as long as they're approved by Uber to drive in a certain state. And so, like, when I joined in New Hampshire a couple few years ago, I could do New Hampshire and Massachusetts. And if I wanted to go and do other states, I could, but there was, like, some hoops that you had to jump through. Like, you have to just kind of let them know that you intended to do that. But generally, as long as you are approved to operate in that region or in that state, you can sign on wherever you want to. You want to sign on from the airport parking lot? You can do that. You want to sign on from sitting at your desk in your house and then run out into the car as soon as you get a ride? You can do that, too. There's no manager who says, you need to show up here at this specific time. And that would be evidence that the person is an employee if they were being told where to go and at what time to go, and could not say no. You know, if they said no, they'd lose their job. In the case of working as a contractor for Uber, you can say no by not logging into the app.
Right.
And or ignoring the calls.
And also, if you're an employee, then you are paid an hourly rate.
Right, whether you have a drive or whether you have someone to drive around or not.
Right.
Which is also a big problem. So let's talk more about the case. Nigel McKay, who's the employment solicitor, who is arguing in favor of these drivers who ultimately won this this case, says, we, quote, have always believed that the Employment Tribunal's decision from last October was entirely correct in saying that our member clients were entitled to workers' rights, such as the minimum wage and holiday pay. Quote, we now hope that Uber will accept this decision rather than seeking and pursuing appeals so that we can swiftly return to the Employment Tribunal on behalf of our member clients for the tribunal to decide the compensation that they are entitled to. In a statement, however, Uber said it plans to appeal this ruling. Uber's acting general manager in the UK, Tom Elvidge, said, quote, almost all taxi and private hire drivers have been self-employed for decades, long before our app existed. The main reason why drivers use Uber is because they value the freedom to choose if, when, and where they drive, and so we intend to appeal. He said further, quote, the tribunal relies on the assertion that drivers are required to take 80% of trips sent to them when logged into the app. As drivers who use Uber know, this has never been the case in the UK. Over the last year, we have made a number of changes to our app to give drivers even more control. We've also invested in things like access to illness and injury coverage, and we'll keep introducing changes to make driving with Uber even better, he said. So, again, if they were to actually, if this group of lawyers on behalf of these whiny drivers who want to have all these, you know, supposed employment rights to be able to log in anytime they want. Look, if Uber is going to be forced to treat you as an employee, then they're going to start treating you like an employee.
Yep.
Unless they decide to just leave London and the UK entirely, which they could also do that. They have been known to just pack up and leave an area. They did this in Austin a couple of years ago. Where Austin, Texas, was going to, and they did, the city council passed a law and ordinance that said that all drivers who want to work for Uber or Lyft must go to the police department and must be fingerprinted and photographed, and, you know, you have to pay a $25 fee to be processed, and you've got to get an approval slip from the government first before we're going to allow you to work for Uber. And Uber's and Lyft, their viewpoint is, well, we don't need the government to certify our drivers. We have our own background check process that we pay for, because when you apply for these jobs, they check your background. They see if you got, you know, an accident history. They see if you've got a criminal history.
Yep.
And they will then disapprove you based on those things.
Now, one thing that I think is interesting, and, you know, apologies to divert, but remember a couple of years ago there was the big hoopla out in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, where the Portsmouth City Council wanted to wind up instituting all of these things that apply to taxi drivers, but not bus drivers. Claiming that, you know, we have to make sure that people that are driving others, unless they're in a bus, we have to make sure that, you know, they meet all of these qualifications and requirements and have these background checks, unless you drive a city bus, in which case...
Totally fine,
you know, whatever, be an axe murderer, we don't care.
Rapist, no problem.
But the claim... And I heard this from several people on the city council because I went out for several of their council meetings. They simultaneously said, we don't know what is in the Uber background check, but we know that ours is better. How in the blue hell do you know yours is better if you don't know what's in theirs?
Indeed. If you want to join us here, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. If you're somebody who thinks Uber drivers and Lyft drivers and other rideshare drivers should be treated as employees, been given minimum wage, been given benefits, want to hear from you. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. There's a little bit more here to the story from the BusinessInsider.com. They say that the ruling could have broader implications for the whole gig economy. It's Free Talk Live.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Make the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can dial in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. Big ruling out of the UK, an appeals court of employment court decided that Uber is going to be having to consider their contractors as employees, or workers, as they're called in the UK, and that could, as the Business Insider story here points out, have some broader implications for the gig economy if this ruling continues to stand. Uber has pledged they're going to appeal it, and knowing Uber, they may just decide to leave the UK entirely. Not speculation on my part, because that's what they did in Austin, Texas, after Austin, and Lyft also, Lyft and Uber both left Austin after Austin decided to impose upon them greater requirements than Uber would normally have as far as background checks are concerned, that they had to go through the government to get a background check done, and Uber doesn't want to do that. It's more bureaucratic, it's more expensive, it's slower. There's no argument that it's any better. It's just overall a worse process for onboarding new drivers. And so Uber and Lyft left town. And that was it. And then I think Austin's, there was some sort of an agreement that was reached, and I don't remember exactly what it was, but Uber and Lyft are back in Austin these days. But they actually pulled up, you know, packed up shop and said, well, we'll just serve all the surrounding areas. So they surrounded, you know, serve Round Rock and, you know, the other areas that are around Austin. And anybody who needed a ride from Round Rock into Austin could get the ride, but they couldn't get one from Austin back to Round Rock. At least from Uber. So our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. If you want to join us, you can bring up what you want.
So what changed was that the Texas legislature wound up passing a law that gave statewide ride-hailing regulations that superseded the city regulations.
Which is what happened in New Hampshire as well, where the state here, the state legislature passed a one-size-fits-all ride-sharing bill rather than leaving it up to each individual town to have a patchwork of regulations that would have been a nightmare for these companies to try to obey. So the toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE like freedom. Let's talk to the Christian anarchist in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live watching us on cam.freetalklive.com.
Well, hello, guys. One thing, I'm not really calling about this, but I just wanted to let you know next week I get my helicopter back after they completely rebuilt it down there in Florida. So
you have a helicopter?
Yeah, I crashed it, but that was a previous episode.
Yes.
About 6 months ago.
Yikes.
Anyway, I wanted to talk about this swatting.
The swatting, which is where somebody will call the police with a fake report of, like, someone taking hostages somewhere or some other violent situation going on for which they would need the SWAT team to respond. And they are calling the police against somebody, let's say, that they don't like. Somebody online. One of the examples has been that, or in the past, that the victims of swatting have been online playing online video games, and then they are busted in on by the police during that process, and that is a very unpleasant circumstance, which could result to people being shot who were not expecting to have their door kicked in, and then they, you know, pull a gun on the intruders. Turns out it's the police, and then they end up dead. So, yeah, swatting, a very dangerous activity, and also highly illegal to call the police on a situation that does not actually exist.
Okay, and for the listeners that don't know, there was an incident yesterday where a young man lost his life when the police went to an address where nothing was happening and shot a guy who just happened to be walking out his front door.
Oh my God, I hadn't heard about this. Where was this?
He's dead. He's dead. I'm not sure. But anyway, there's been a lot of discussion about what a horrible person this guy was who made the swatting call, and I certainly don't want to dispute that in any way, shape, or form. That was a very rotten thing to do that resulted in somebody losing their life. However, I'm going to put all of the blame on the goons.
Sure,
because
absolutely.
It's the goon squad that shows up with guns drawn and trigger-happy goons ready to blow anybody away that moves wrong.
Yeah, they just presumed that the call was legit, and they went ahead and treated it as it was legit and did no assessment whatsoever of, did what the caller say? Actually, does that look like it's true in this circumstance? Can we collect any evidence on the scene here to prove that what the caller said was actually true? Sounds to me like they just blew somebody away because they were scared or whatever, and that there was actually nothing happening.
And I'm getting so sick and tired of hearing goons saying they feared for their lives. Well, I say, grow a pair of balls, guys. You stop getting scared at every little twitch that people make, and unless somebody shoots at you, you shouldn't be shooting at them. That's
absolutely
the bottom line, because that's the rules of engagement in Iraq and other places. Unless somebody actually pulls a gun on you and threatens to shoot, you know, is in the act of shooting at you, you're not allowed to shoot that guy in Iraq. Why are you allowed to shoot that kid down there in the slums?
Great point.
You know?
Yeah, I've seen this kind of situation before.
If you're not receiving fire, if you're not ducking those bullets, keep your muzzle down.
That would be the responsible thing to do to try to minimize the loss of life, but we all know that the police aren't punished when people lose their lives in most cases. What were you saying, Chris?
Yeah, I've seen this before, not in a swatting case, but where police have you know, they know there's a, or they believe there's a warrant out for somebody's arrest, and they're very quick to put their hands on the guns and unlock them and do the trigger. And I got some video of this actually happening with somebody that I go out and, you know, chase after, or not chase after, but cops. I go after cops and monitor them and see what they're doing and
police
keep an
accountability.
Eye on. Yeah, police accountability, exactly. And in the process, one of the people I was with had another police department had gone and put out a warrant for his arrest, never notifying him. And so while we were out, we had gone into a police department, never given any names, and asked why, where are all the police? Because there seemed to be no police on in a city that should have had many, many police. And they used, based on, I think, something he was wearing, they looked up, they did a search, basically, warrantless search on his name for no reason at all. They had no reason to suspect of crime. Anyway, but the point of the matter was, they then found out there was a warrant for him, and which wasn't, it was all nonsense anyway, the warrant, but it was actually retribution for basically filing a police report complaint on a police officer in another case. Anyway, so, but these guys, they had their guns, they had two guys, and they were ready to pull them out and shoot without any information. There had been an alert on the radio, I guess is what happened. And so without even having verified anything that there even was a warrant, they were ready to shoot.
Yeah, and
well, there's
these guys,
no punishment for them.
Every gun, you know, I learned gun safety back in the 60s. Every gun safety class I've ever even heard of tells you you don't put your finger on the trigger and you don't point guns at people until you're ready to fire. So these guys that come in there with their guns pointed directly at people that are supposedly suspects or whatever, no, they don't need to do that. They need to keep that gun muzzle pointed at the ground. You know, they can give commands or whatever they want to do. They can show the person that they're armed and ready to act. But they don't need to point that weapon at anybody unless they're ready to shoot them. And that's why we're having so many innocent people killed, is because they point the gun without any regard for human life at all. Zero regard. Now, if you or I did that to somebody, even a burglar in our house, we tried that, we're going to go to jail.
Yeah, criminal threatening with a weapon or whatever that charge would be.
Probably. We don't even have to pull the trigger.
Go to jail is what happens. You would probably wind up being killed by the cops.
Gene, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate the call and hearing from you. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. More about employment in the cab business coming up.
From the second letter of Captain Mark. Any pirate knows that commerce is communication. Markets condense oceans of information into a single price. Innovations in communication are circumventing the scrutiny of the crown. This signals a change in the coin of the realm. The crown uses digital currency to surveil, censor, seize, and destroy wealth at will. So pirate currency must protect us from this weaponized money. We need to move funds further, faster, cheaper, and without third-party observation, basing decisions on an accelerating flow of information. So pirates require nearly instantaneous transactions with no arbitrary limits on volume or artificial influences on fees. Most importantly, a pirate currency must preclude centralization. Otherwise, it will become another link in our chain to the crown. A superior currency will result in the obsolescence of the coin of the realm and the extinction of the crown itself. Trade above the grid. Join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Sling Bow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Dial in toll free to bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype as well, so feel free to Skype on in here at Skype username lrn.fm. We are in the studio here in beautiful Keene, New Hampshire, where it is about zero, I think, degrees outside today.
Phone app says right now it's like four.
Hey, all right.
It was definitely zero the other day. Yeah. I was looking. I have one of those little displays that measures the temperature inside and outside.
Yeah.
And it literally said 0 degrees outside.
Oh, it was well below zero earlier today.
Oh, yeah, it was. I just thought it was funny that it said exactly zero, and I very rarely see that.
You've only lived here for a year and a half at this point.
This is your
second winter, right?
That's true.
Second winter. This is your second winter.
Third, I think.
No, second.
Is it only second?
Yeah.
It might be.
You haven't lived here for 2 years yet.
We moved in the middle of the winter. Well, March. I mean,
right.
So. You moved towards the tail end of winter.
Yeah.
So, anyway, you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Do want to let you know about my pillow. Great pillow. I use it. Daryl, you got one.
It's the best pillow.
It's designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. And unlike a regular pillow, you can wash my pillow. You can put it in the washer and the dryer. It is designed for that, and it works well. You go to MyPillow.com, use code FTL. You get your MyPillow at half price, and you can buy more than one if you want. So look at it as two for the price of one if you want. MyPillow.com with code FTL. And if you don't like it for some reason within the first 60 days, you can send it back to them over at MyPillow.com, and they will send you your purchase price back. So, again, MyPillow.com, code FTL, like Free Talk Live. And if you like it, as we do, the pillow is guaranteed to last for 10 years. So it's got a great warranty behind it as well. Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, as we continue the UK ruling that Uber needs to start treating drivers as though they are employees instead of contractors
in, according to BusinessInsider.com. Now, Uber is going to appeal this decision, but it was one of the employment courts that had made the decision, and it was Uber's first appeal that has failed, so they're going to appeal this appeal. It's a major decision, according to Business Insider, that could cost Uber millions of pounds and make the San Francisco headquartered company think twice about its UK business operations, which is what I predicted. If they continue to lose this all the way to the top, they may just go ahead and close up shop, because their whole operation is predicated on the idea that their drivers are contractors, not employees. The ruling could also have ramifications for other companies operating in the UK's so-called gig economy, such as Deliveroo, which I don't know what that is, but there's like there's companies like Uber, and even Uber has a division where they will deliver things to you. They'll go, like, you can have an Uber, I think Uber Eats is what it's called, where you can hire an Uber driver to go and pick up food for you and then bring
it. That appears to be what Deliveroo is. It's a British thing.
Yeah, or other things, you know, pick up something from Walmart or whatever and then bring that to you.
Yeah, the tagline is takeaway delivery from premium restaurants near you.
There you go. And you will pay a premium on top of the premium restaurant as well in order to pay the driver. Paul Jennings, partner at Bates Wells Braithwaite, which is representing the drivers, told Business Insider the ruling could prove very expensive for Uber if drivers seek to claim back pay that they may have missed out on. It's going to cost them, he said. Ooh, yeah, man, that would be pretty brutal. Imagine if the government is ruling here that Uber, you now have to pay the minimum wage to these drivers for every hour they were logged into your system, whether they were driving for you or not, as long as they are logged in on your system.
That's kind of insane if they only have to respond 80% of the time.
It's absolutely insane.
Like, if I was on the clock, I would have to work 100% of that time,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Well, it's depending on what the job is.
Well, it's also insane because if you're on the clock, there's no guarantee you're going to, or if you're logged into the app in this case,
yeah,
there's no guarantee you're going to get a ride.
Right.
If you're in the right place at the right time, if things are busy, you're going to get rides. But if you're there at the wrong place, you know, if it's a slow night or whatever, no planes are coming in, or for whatever reason, you're just in a place where other people are getting the rides and you're not. What they're saying here is, as long as you've been logged in, you're on the clock and you're an employee, and so Uber will have to pay back pay to these employees who brought this lawsuit if they are successful.
This basically sounds like some kind of on-call situation, to where you're on call and you will work once we wind up telling you we need you to start working.
That's what it sounds like, but that's not what it's going to be when they get back pay for the times when they weren't working. So, I mean, Uber's going to get screwed if they keep losing this particular lawsuit.
Yeah, Uber seems to me like they are operating a business where these people are contractors. The people own their own vehicles.
That's right.
They decide their own hours.
They're responsible for maintenance.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the problem with contractors is the way the law defines it is there's not any clear line. It's not.
You know, there's certain factors.
There's different factors. Right, and there's not any clear distinguishing line that defines a contractor.
You can pull up a comparison chart online.
Yeah.
It's like, if you do this, if you do this, if you do this, you're probably a contractor.
Right.
If you
and
do
that's,
this, you do
the
this.
Key word is
right.
Probably.
Yeah. Probably.
Right. It's not like there's a law that says you are or aren't.
Yeah.
So we end up with this situation where, I think it's ridiculous. I don't think there should be a distinction.
I was looking to see what the status, because there was a suit like this in the United States. And
California.
I think it was one or two other states simultaneously to that. But I looked briefly beforehand, and I couldn't find an update on what was happening with that. Because this one, again, is in the UK, but the same arguments are being used in the California court as well. Uber drivers here says here, or again, this is one of the attorneys for the drivers, quote, they've achieved market dominance at the expense of drivers. If they want to continue here, they just have to accept that these are the basic standards, unquote. But Uber drivers shouldn't get too excited about the prospect of receiving standard worker benefits just yet. Uber is planning to appeal the decision, meaning the case could end up being dragged through the Court of Appeal and the Supreme Court in the UK. Jennings said it's conceivable that some Uber drivers could end up being workers and some could end up being self-employed.
So status of the cases, April of 2016. So it's been a while.
Okay.
Uber actually wound up settling
really?
The class action suits in
just
California and Massachusetts. Were ordered to pay upwards of $100 million to drivers
Whoa.
That were in the
what?
Cases.
That's insane.
But they were then allowed to continue categorizing drivers as independent contractors rather than employees.
Wait, so what? Uber decided it was cheaper to pay $100 million to these whiny drivers?
Under the two suits brought in California, Uber must pay $84 million to roughly 385,000 drivers.
That does sound familiar.
With a second payment of $16 million due if Uber goes public with a valuation that increases 1.5 times so from the December 2015 valuation.
The government is basically agreeing in that case that they're right, but now they're saying, well, we're going to continue to take it to court or continue this.
No, the government wasn't involved except that they ran the court in that case. Uber was being sued by drivers.
There were two class action lawsuits. So,
okay.
All right, Chris, so me, you, and all the other Free Talk Live hosts take Ian to court to say, we're employees. And Ian says, no, you're volunteers. But you know what? There's a bunch of you, and you can pull your resources to keep this going longer, and it's just cheaper
just
for me to go ahead and say, shut the hell up, here's some money.
Because they don't want a ruling that says
correct
that they have to treat their contractors as employees.
Okay.
So to Uber, it was cheaper to pay $100 million out to these people.
Well,
so this
$84 million with a possible additional $16 million.
$84 million, not chump change. I was thinking this is some regulatory.
Coming in here
in California. And
courts. It's just the courts.
Gotcha.
They decided it was cheaper to pay $84 million than risk losing this case, which might put them out of business.
They're going to, what's crazy about this is they're going to get blackmailed again.
They're going to get another suit. Now they're going to cough up $86 million. All right, well, let's bring in a different set of drivers, and we'll have them sue.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
It's crazy. More coming up here in moments. You can join us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. If you are working in the ride-sharing economy and you want to weigh in on this, look, I want to make it clear, I'm not defending Uber. I think they suck as a company, and that's not just because they decided to cancel my services as well.
Yeah, they're pretty bad.
After they listened to a couple of local haters
both of them
sent them a message. Is Lyft that bad too? Because I heard
Lyft is
better.
I don't know if there are any. There might
Uber
be a little bit better.
Grandma, for instance, is really pissed at Uber, but she likes Lyft.
There's a lot of stuff bad about these apps because they track you and do all sorts of malicious stuff.
There is that. Let's continue here in moments. 855-450 free like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.